Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Geek Podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave.
Brutal Dave.
And George motherfucking Tripsis. George Since you didn't point to me. George motherfucking Tripsis. There we go.
And I'm Comical JC.
As our guest.
Our special permanent guest, host. Permanent special guest.
Permanent special guest host. Whatever.
How's everybody doing? It's been a couple weeks.
It's good.
I've had some life changes, so we haven't been able
to
record.
Yeah, you were dying at one point and changed jobs.
Changed jobs, which we can talk about that later.
Sure.
It's exciting. I'm happy.
It's cool we're not messing up any NDAs or anything like that.
Well, we're not going to talk about anything that would
super
be like
secret,
that.
Yeah. Super secret.
Secret. No secrets here, man.
You don't want to tell everyone that you're the next Walter White?
You're not supposed to tell people that.
Fuck.
So anyway. What's everybody been up to?
I just finished watching the Santa Clarita Diet.
You watched the whole season?
I watched the entire series, yeah.
We just started. Saturday, we did a little bit of Netflix binging. So we watched the first two episodes of that show, which I enjoyed it a lot. I like Drew Barrymore. I still think she's hot.
I do, too. I've been a fan of Drew Barrymore my entire life.
She has that... George is looking at me like I'm weird, but...
George is not a fan.
She has, like, a really sexy lisp,
yeah.
And I'm... You know why I like that.
Because
I have a lisp. Sexy lisp.
She was made
a sexy
for me.
Lisp. You really want to take that stretch to the sexy lisp.
When you were a kid, is that
lip.
What you thought? She was made for you?
Yeah. She's my soulmate.
Y'all were lisps and
now that she's a... I don't want to spoil it, but she eats people. I don't know anymore.
It's in the trailer.
As much of a metalhead as you are, you would think that was
true. She like bleed to black ooze?
It's like a Cannibal Corpse album cover.
Pretty much. There's some gruesome stuff in this series.
There's a little bit in this first episode, which is... And they're realtors, too. I did that for a while.
Yeah, it's,
I like that.
It's Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant. And it's this kind of mystery story where she throws up this weird ball and like pukes all over this house they're showing because they're realtors. And then all of a sudden she has a craving for meat. She starts out like, eating...
Well, she sort of dies in the bathroom.
She kind of like has like a heart-stopping moment, but they don't know if she's actually dead. And then she starts eating like a lot of red meat, like a raw chicken and stuff like that. And then that's not enough for her at some point, and she moves on to actually eating people. And it's really like a moment where she's being kind of forced upon by this guy who happens to be Nathan Fillion. And she can't take it anymore, and she just kind of rips him in half. And it's pretty great.
Yeah, that is
pretty Nathan great. Fillion dies.
Nathan oh yeah, first episode.
More reason not to watch it.
It's funny. He's a good
He's kind of a dick in the movies or in the series.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah,
I don't like Drew Barrymore.
I like it. It's only 10 episodes, right?
It's 10 episodes in the first season, and it's pretty fun. It's a comedy. You know, if you don't like sitcoms, you're probably not going to like it.
I'm not going to like it,
but
I like it.
It's one of the better kind of sitcoms I've watched.
It's one of the things that I can watch with my wife, you know, so...
I saw the trailer. It looks...
I have to wait for the rest of the
bad.
Episodes. The other thing on Netflix we started watching on Saturday was The People vs. OJ.
Yeah, that's good.
That is really good.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So I think plan is maybe to finish it up this weekend, if we can.
I think that's only 10 episodes as well. Or 12.
I like it a lot, but I don't know how well of a job Cuba does as OJ. He's not really believable as...
Did you watch a lot of the OJ trial?
A little bit. Remember, I'm older than you guys, so...
Okay. My knowledge of the OJ trial is very minimal. I know that he actually killed somebody, but he got off.
I was like 18 or 19 when it happened, so I remember watching all that stuff. I didn't watch it
Cato
all.
Cato Kaelin was there. Cato.
Who?
He saw the whole thing.
Who?
Cato.
Cato Kaelin.
I don't know who that is.
He was the guy living in the guest house.
Yeah.
The blonde bleacher?
The blonde
is that what that guy's
dude.
Name is?
Yeah, Cato.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a weird name to have.
Oh, yeah.
I always think of Green Hornet.
I was about to say that.
That derailed really quickly.
I
was like, oh, Cato. Yeah, that's a weird name.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right.
Do you finish the series, right?
No. I'm like three or four episodes away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad they put it on Netflix.
I tried watching the OWA. Or OA.
OA?
Yeah.
I actually like the OA. It's not a great series. Like, it's really interesting. They do a lot of really interesting things with it, but it's it doesn't finish strong, and if you know what the twist is, like, it pretty much ruins the whole series.
What's the twist?
What OA stands for? I don't want to ruin it for anybody that might actually watch it.
Spoiler alert. We're about to spoil the OA.
For you later.
Oh, okay. We'll do it off air, then.
We'll do it off air, yeah.
Because I'm not going to watch the show.
There's some cool stuff in the
show. They spoil each other a lot.
They do some very interesting things that I haven't really seen be done in other series like that. But the twist is kind of weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong twist?
It's not that
twist?
Bad. No, okay. It's not that bad.
I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan's making a comeback now, so...
I've Split, right?
Yeah, Split's his comeback movie. He's getting ready to do Unbreakable 2 now.
Somebody asked how old you are, Carrie.
Old.
Who asked that?
He's old is what it is.
We're live streaming this one on Facebook.
I know.
For anybody that's not
I am... I was born in 1974. Let's let you guys do the math.
All right.
That's 42.
Yeah. Does he look it?
Do I look 42? Come on.
It's the beard.
It is no.
We all have beards.
I don't have a beard.
You kind of have a beard.
I have peach
No,
fuzz.
George has facial hair.
The comment is yikes gross.
Awesome. Really know how to build up my self-esteem.
Not yeah, okay. So what have you been up to,
that?
Dave?
JKLOL.
Sure. Trying to take it back now.
Finished watching a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Did you? Okay. Yeah. I watched the first episode thinking, this is something I would actually really like. I did not like it.
Okay, really? I said that when I first started watching it. The first two episodes are not very good.
Okay.
It gets better as it goes on.
I really liked the first two episodes.
I thought the first two episodes were the weakest of the whole series.
I do like Patrick Warburton as the actual Lemony Snicket.
He's great as Lemony Snicket.
And I kept on wanting to go on Thorin afterwards, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm ready to... Oh, I can't ride the ride.
Sure.
I liked the series a lot. I'm not really familiar with the source material.
Yeah, me either.
So,
I never saw the movie.
Sorry,
so
I did see the Jim Carrey version.
Did you?
I haven't seen it yet. But it's been a long time.
So
since I've
Jim Carrey,
it.
Bar none, is way better than Neil Patrick Harris.
I would say he is better, but I feel like NPH does a serviceable job. I think he does good.
He does good ish, but compared to Jim Carrey, there's nothing.
Jim Carrey dove into that role,
right?
Completely and really did a good job with it. And I want to say like 80% of his performance of that character was ad-libbed,
that makes sense.
In the Jim Carrey way that you do.
How does an NPH's portrayal, does it get better?
No, not really. It's kind of just stays the same. It's solid throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
It's just kind of meh.
I thought it was better than meh. I thought he did a good job. But
I like the baby. The baby's funny.
That was my least favorite character.
Really?
Second least favorite character.
Wow. If you could have anybody play the role aside from Neil Patrick Harris or Jim Carrey, who do you think would fit it?
It would have to be someone linky and funny.
One of our commenters said Jude Law or Ewan McGregor.
Jude Law was in the original
movie. Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, he was Lemony Snicket in the original movie.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I always thought Lemony Snicket was the Jim Carrey character.
No, okay. He's Count Olaf.
Yeah, Count.
I need to watch the movie now.
Don't taint yourself. Watch the show first.
Finish the series.
Yeah,
then
watch the movie, because they're vastly different.
Okay, maybe I'll do that.
Because the movie, I think the movie only covers the first two books. The show covers like four books or three books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's closer
books.
To the source material than the actual movie.
Bill Longa, Pop Mojo, who's been on the show many times, he disagrees. He thinks Neil Patrick Harris was great, actually.
You would, Bill. You would.
Good job.
So I'm going to talk to Bill right now because I know Bill has my back on this one. What else I've been up to? I watched It Follows because it's on Netflix now.
It Follows.
We have very differing opinions
and,
about this movie.
I have not watched it yet.
It failed to deliver on every front, which is a really diplomatic way of saying I think it fucking sucked.
Tell us how you really feel.
give me a brief, synopsis.
Give us a Brutal Dave summary of It Follows.
Give me an elevator pitch of this movie.
a bunch of cardboard characters have sex with each other, and then a not scary monster walks slowly at them forever until they die.
So Friday the 13th.
No. It's more Slender Man than any other character. Oh, yeah. Because there's no slasher moments
so
in this movie.
So I heard somebody else on another podcast a long time ago talking about this movie. So only if you have sex, they come after you.
It's
or
like
something?
A curse that you pass along from
having
like
sex.
An STD.
But it works its way backward down the line. So if the person that has it most recently dies, it moves back to the person that gave it to them. So it can work its way back until the first person that had it. But you never really know what the origin of the curse was.
Okay.
And
that hurts my head.
Okay. I personally like It Follows. I thought it was it's interesting and it's fun. I saw it in theaters when it came out, and the music alone was enough to carry me throughout the movie. And I liked how it was a throwback to like a 80s style horror movies without that slasher element by doing something new.
Yeah, I thought it was very unique compared to most things that are out there nowadays. And like, yes, so a lot of the characters were one dimensional. But they didn't have to be. Like
I thought the main two characters was enough to carry the movie.
That's what I thought.
The
too.
Concept wasn't well thought out or executed well enough to carry the rest of it, though. Every part of this movie, every aspect of it, was lacking. There was no part of it that was well executed enough to carry the rest of the weak points. Everything about it suffered. Even where it was like. Because what I keep seeing consistently, and one of the reasons why I wanted to watch it, is everybody's, oh, it's such an original, such a new idea, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, you know what? An original idea only gets you so far. I feel like they didn't think their concept through at all, and I have tons of problems with how things play out in the movie. They're totally inconsistent. So the monster is weak as a concept. I can't figure out what it's meant to represent, because any way you go with it, it falls apart. It does. It's totally inconsistent in the movie. The camera work tries to be interesting, but I feel like they have a DP who doesn't understand how to compose a nice shot. So even the interesting camera stuff they do sucks. It's not composed well.
This is
the music was. I see what they were trying to do.
It's like synth pop.
It's kind of.
It's done by Disasterpiece.
And my wife actually looked it up after the fact. They were supposed to have 6 months to write the music, and when it came down to it, they were like, no, sorry, actually, you have 3 weeks. And so what ended up in the movie was basically the demos. And to me, I can tell. It was not engaging enough. Like, I don't feel like it was fleshed out, and that's the entire movie.
Was this, so does it have a campy feel to it, or is it trying
no,
to be too?
It's not campy at all. And that's the other thing, is if they had camped it up and been stupid with it, I'd have enjoyed it
like
more.
A Final Destination or something?
Because I could have at least enjoyed it for being a stupid horror movie. It wasn't even fun for that.
You know what happened?
I really liked it. I thought it was definitely worth seeing. It's, you know, it's just kind of like a Terminator sort of situation. It's this thing that just keeps coming and coming and coming and never really stops. And yeah, a lot of the characters in there are very one-dimensional, but the main characters are enough to carry the movie, I feel like.
Is this something that I would enjoy?
I think so. Yeah,
no one will really know unless you try.
That's true. Dave is nitpicking a lot of the, you know, technical aspects.
That's fine.
Let me put it this way:
I can watch it and enjoy it for what it is.
I would have turned it off and not gone back after the first half hour. In fact, we actually got interrupted halfway through and turned it off, and I was relieved that we got interrupted. And I almost didn't go back and finish it, but because of how many rave reviews this movie has gotten, decided to go ahead and finish it. But if I had just stumbled across this movie blind and started it on Netflix, I'd have gotten 20 minutes in and be like, okay, that was stupid, and turned it off and never looked back. But it's because of the rave reviews. That's what I'm not able to wrap my head around. And that's why it's consumed so much of my thought since then, because I absolutely do not understand the praise for this movie, because I thought it was terrible.
I have been partaking in a horror thing as well.
I've been playing
Resident Evil 7.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I fucking love this game. It's not the best game, gameplay-wise, but the atmosphere that it gives you... I don't want to spoil it too much, but... So, basically, you're a guy trying to find his wife who gets captured. And 3 years later, you finally get a hint of where she might be.
Captured by what?
That's the question. So you go to this old house, and it sort of starts off, it's sort of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's not a zombie game at all. Not at all.
So no zombies.
No zombies at all in the game.
Yeah, I kind of got that from the trailer.
Yeah, but the jump scares they give you, this the atmosphere and the music and just the environment, it's so much fun. It's a first-person game now, which is they've never done that before. I think you would actually really like this game. As soon as I'm done beating in the game, I'm going to let you borrow
it. What are you playing it on?
Xbox One.
That won't help me at all.
Why?
I don't have an Xbox One.
I thought you had one.
Bom, bom, bom.
I'll let you borrow Kim's.
Isn't it on all platforms?
It's
though?
On PS4, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun playing it, but you do get on edge playing this game. There's some weird and gross stuff going on in this game.
I probably wouldn't enjoy this game.
You'd probably enjoy watching somebody play through it on YouTube.
Probably. I couldn't play that game.
Yeah, maybe not. I'll show you, before you guys leave, I'll show you like a little bit of it. But there's some, so the family that you get captured by, they slowly start to explain how it fits into the Resident Evil mythos. And they do a really good job of that. So I'm excited. I heard it's not a very, very long game, because I've heard people, you know, have gone through like in 4 hours, like a speed run.
Wow.
But I'm just trying to find every little thing and every little nook and cranny. I'll go back and play on a higher difficulty later, but.
Cool. I saw Cure for the Wellness yesterday.
Support from the audience as well. They said it was a terrifying game.
Yeah, it is a terrifying game. Yeah, VR, man. I don't know if I could. You're right. I don't know if I could play the
game. You're playing. You don't have VR system.
No, I don't have VR. Okay. But PS4 is a VR version on the game.
Oh, cool.
Our friend Mel, who runs the horrorgeeklife.com website.
Hi, Mel. Thank you. I'm glad you agree on this game. It's getting good reviews. Don't think, you know, people are liking the game, but it's a little bit different. It's not. It's gone back to like the original Resident Evil style. Instead of like what happened after 4, where it became more of an action movie, you know what I mean?
So. I don't think I've played a Resident Evil game since 3.
Really?
I think I have 5 in my collection, but I don't think I ever played it.
4 is really great. 4 is it's one of the best action games that came out on the Wii.
I dropped something.
But, yeah, 6 and 7 were not good. No, 5 and 6. I'm sorry. So 6
was
say
7's the newest one.
6 was the giraffe blowjob game.
What?
I remember
you
that.
Remember that? You remember
I was
that?
Working.
It's over
I was working at GameStop at
see,
the time.
See, there's a giraffe giving a blowjob.
There.
Hang
on. Find it
on
the
where
shelf.
Is it?
It's on the shelf, maybe over here somewhere.
I'll see if I can find it, and I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, while that's happening.
the giraffe blowjob's going on.
I saw a Cure for the Wellness.
You did.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't record yesterday.
Yes.
Is
that's
it good?
I liked it a lot. A lot of people kind of left the theater kind of leaving kind of meh. And I can kind of understand why. Gore Verbinski is always kind of...
I forgot it was a Gore Verbinski movie.
Yeah, it's visually pleasing and it's very cool looking. There's a lot of like tense, sick moments. The only thing that gets me about the movie is that they kind of just give up on the plot halfway through the movie. And, but I think the movie is creepy and fun.
What's the name of that
Scorsese
movie? Shutter Island?
Yeah.
Is it anything like Shutter Island?
No, nothing like Shutter
Island.
Feels
like it.
That's good, because I hated Shutter Island.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that.
That's the same question I asked.
The only thing they have similar is that it takes place in a sanitarium where people wear white clothing. That's the only connection.
What was that Matthew Broderick movie where he goes to that wellness center with his wife? Do you remember? Like in the early 1900s? The bad comedy.
Death Becomes Her?
No.
That's a Bruce Willis movie.
You know, it's a really bad movie.
Anyway, I like the movie. I thought the twist was kind of okay. The plot was kind of meh. So if I had to kind of give it a score, I'd probably give it like a 6, maybe.
Really? That low?
That's low?
That's sort of low.
That's average.
Is it?
It's pretty average. It sucks because I kind of know that this movie's not going to do well. It's going to get butchered in the opening weekend. People are going to watch it, and it's going to come back with horrible reviews, but...
It looks cool to me.
I want
to
see it.
I think people should go see it. There's some really fucked up moments in the movie, and...
That's enough for me.
Yeah, it's enough to go watch it, I think. Dean Hahn does a pretty decent job of playing a crazy person.
Okay,
and
so
Carrie has brought
the show.
The
so here is the Resident Evil 6 box art. Look at it. Giraffe getting a blowjob.
I see it now.
Oh, yeah.
When that box art came out, I was like, when I was working at GameStop, what is this? What is going on here?
So, were there giraffes in the game?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, that's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
False advertising.
Wow.
But anyway, I highly recommend people to go check it out. It's not a horror movie or scary or anything in that nature. It's definitely suspenseful. It has a lot of thriller moments
in it. Who's in it again?
Dean Hahn and, God, I can't remember the name of the guy who plays like the main villain. It's going to come to me later when it's not important.
Recommend seeing in the theater or no?
Totally. I like Gore Verbinski movies.
I do too.
Even the ones that didn't do well, I think they're at least visually pleasing.
Yeah.
Like Lone Ranger, I kind of enjoy.
I kind of enjoy Lone Ranger too.
People shat all over that movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
People shat all over it, but I thought visually it looked cool and I liked the chemistry between Johnny Depp and
Army Hammer is terrible.
I thought the chemistry between Johnny Depp and Army Hammer were pretty good.
He's kind of terrible, but I was kind of okay with it for that movie.
God, I couldn't get past his shit.
Did you ever watch the original TV show Lone Ranger?
We watched the movie.
He was pretty horrible too.
Yeah.
I think Army Hammer was totally tapping into that.
We're in a whole new era of everything. You don't want to see shit anymore.
So we watched a movie over the weekend that actually featured the Lone Rangers.
The hockey team?
No.
Oh,
Airheads.
Oh, yeah. That was on TV. Yeah,
we watched it over on the weekend. That and there was another Adam Sandler movie. Oh, yeah, Little Nicky.
I love Little
Nicky. But they have another.
I do too. It's a bad movie, but it's good.
So, if you're a metalhead, this is such a good movie.
We were just having an Adam Sandler weekend.
I guess one of the HBO channels was showing Adam Sandler movies all day.
Right on.
It would have been your fucking nightmare.
Well, his older stuff is pretty good. Yeah, Airheads, Little Nicky, Bulletproof. Man. Those are all great movies. Anything past the 90s is when it gets horrible.
Anything I think past Jack and Jill, that's where it...
I know, anything...
It derailed there.
It was way before.
Yeah, it was way before Jack and Jill. Yeah,
Jack and Jill was probably the worst offender of his films, but it went bad way before.
I guess I must have this...
blind spot for him?
Well, maybe. I watched the last movie he did on Netflix.
It's the Jew spot for him.
Is that what it is?
Maybe. It's because he's Jewish.
It's the Jew allowance.
Well, speaking of great 80s movies, George and I saw, or I guess it was really a 90s movie, but we went and saw the...
Technically 80s and 90s.
Yeah, we went and saw the double feature of Bill and Ted.
Yeah, what?
That was super fun.
I had a great time.
Yeah. It's been a while since I watched Bogus Journey.
Yeah, you should have came, man.
How were the prints?
Bogus Journey was a 35mm print, so it wasn't really well taken care of, so there was a lot of scratches. But it was still kind of cool to hear that projector roll, and it reminded me of what old theaters used to be like before they all went digital. The Excellent Adventure was a 4K.
Oh, really?
Showing of the movie.
Wow, I saw Bogus Journey in the theater when it first came out.
Bogus Journey is so weird, but so awesome.
So good.
There's so many great moments in both movies, but there are some weird, definitely dated things that happen, There's some terminology that just would not be acceptable in today's stuff. In both movies.
Yeah, I was probably in both movies.
The first time it happened, I was like, okay, so that happened. The second time, I was like, they did it again.
What are you referring to?
The homophobic reactions that they have when they hug each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go to Hell actually has one of my favorite Megadeth songs made for that movie.
Apparently,
Go to Hell.
Yeah, you goofed on that. You said the song name first.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, which I didn't know, I learned at the movie theater that the song at the end credits for Bogus Journey is a Kiss song.
Yeah.
Did not know
what's
that.
What's it called again?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until the guy who was
God Made himself. God Made a Rock and Roll for You, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Not one of their best songs, but
it's fun. If it's fitting,
it's totally
for the movie.
It suits that movie perfectly. Yeah.
Station,
oh.
Righteous Butt Station.
I should have gone.
Station.
It's always weird. Death was one of my favorite characters in that.
Death is the best. Death steals Bogus Journey.
Yeah.
Death makes that movie.
I remember there being a Connect Four scene.
I do too, but I don't know where.
It wasn't in the cut of the film we watched.
Yeah, they make Death play
Yeah, I do remember that.
They make him play Twister.
They
played Twister.
Yeah.
They played Battleship. They played...
You Sunk My Battleship.
Air Hockey or whatever it was.
And then they played football. And then they played Clue.
Right.
I don't remember Connect 4.
I remember Connect 4 being in the version of the film that I first saw.
I would have to see if it's on my DVD edition. Maybe a deleted scene or something.
I could be wrong.
Is that on Blu-ray?
Yeah.
The series?
It's now a double pack when you buy it from Shout Factory.
Really?
What up, Shout Factory, if you want to represent. And
that's right. I'll take a free one.
You know, I would take a free one as well, since I am the bigger fan of Bill and Ted.
Are you?
I am.
That's right. You went to the movie.
And I have a shirt.
I have the Funko Pops. Does that count?
Nope.
Damn it.
I also bought a glass that I probably shouldn't have bought at the show, but it was still kind of cool, and the drink wasn't all that bad.
It was alcohol?
You had
alcohol?
It lights blue. Yeah, I had alcohol at the show.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was a four-hour show, so.
It's true. All right.
I ate way too much popcorn.
You had like three. Yeah.
Holy crap, dude.
Well, it's bottomless popcorn there.
Was it?
Yeah.
They just kept bringing it to me, and I was like, I don't want any more, but I'm going to keep eating it.
They keep bringing it out.
Yeah.
If it's there, I'm going to eat it.
It was definitely like the most splurging I've done since I stopped eating so much.
Right. All right, so I guess that's it for our intro, what we've been doing. Let's get into our topic here. Everybody ready?
35-minute intro.
Score.
25-minute this time. All right.
Nice. We cut it down, Craig.
Cut it down. So welcome to our topic of the week. This is something that was brought to us by Justin. Who brought this up, Katie?
This was given to us by Katie Barber, one of the hosts of the Father Gamer podcast.
I think this is a great topic. This will be fun. This is the top 20 metal words and metal music.
Most commonly used
metal words.
Yeah, so there's a data cruncher who compiled a list of all the words that have been said in metal songs. It was a 222,623 songs included in this reference.
That's it?
I'm sure there's more, but that's what they went with. But they narrowed it down to the top 20 used words. So I guess we're going to run down the list.
Let's do it.
Are we starting from 20 going to 1, or are we going from 1
to 1? Let's go 20 to 1.
Yeah, we'll build the suspense.
Build the suspense.
Number 20 is Scream.
Death has to be one of them.
Scream?
Scream.
Nay, okay. How many metal songs can you think of off the top of your mind that have?
Yeah, is there supporting data for any of this? Like,
is it in the song title? Is it actually in the lyrics? Or
I think it has to be in the lyrics.
It's in the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only song "Scream" that I can think of is the Misfits.
Scream your balls off.
Scream for me, Brazil.
Screaming for vengeance.
Screaming for vengeance. There
I know a song called "Scream, Aim, Fire," which is a Bullet for My Valentine song.
That doesn't count.
Is that
my band had a song called "Never Stop Screaming"?
That counts.
So
I can't
think of any, but I'm sure there are.
"Screaming for Vengeance" is a good one. Yeah,
there's got to be a lot, right? Number 19 is "Flames."
In
Flames.
In Flames.
Although I don't think they have any songs called "In Flames."
Don't give them time.
They'll be self-referential
enough. Crappier and crappier.
We are no longer good. We are in flames.
I mean, no longer. They haven't been good in a long time.
Yeah, they were all right until the early 2000s, and then
you know that's how many years ago was that? 17 years ago.
Okay, so yeah, a while.
That's sad because that's when I discovered them.
I know. That is sad.
It's metal that George likes. Number 18, Tear.
Tear,
or possibly tear.
Tear.
Although tear. I prefer it's tear.
No more tears.
No more tear. Tear through. Tear through the atmosphere. Tear through the atmosphere.
I was watching one of those top 10 live.
I'm wearing this chainmail. No more tears.
What is it? They do the top 10 like favorite songs of the 80s or whatever. One of the best songs from the 90s metal songs was "No More Tears" from Ozzy. Like, I can get with that one. That's a good song.
I actually like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They play that a lot in strip clubs.
I bet they do.
You know better than us.
I would know.
But the song title is "No More Tears." I bet you most of those girls are crying as soon as they leave that stage.
Or on the stage.
Or on the stage,
yeah,
too.
That's
yeah.
How they lubricate the pole.
Oh, the hell?
with the tears.
With the tears.
Tears. That is so sad.
Oh. I am curious. No, I am genuinely curious to know whether or not this is tear or tear.
I don't know. There's no...
Oh my God, Bill Longa actually one-upped us on a metal song. He said "Screaming in the Night" from Crocus.
I don't know who that is.
Sigh. Number 17.
Sigh and
rain.
Eye roll. Rain.
Rain. Not like rain coming down, but rain like a monarch.
Like rain on me.
Rain and blood.
Rain and blood.
That's an album title.
That's not a lyric.
It's true, but it does say rain many times. Sure. But you could use raining.
We're not very good at this, for what I can tell.
We're good. We're awesome at this. What are you talking about?
I'm also managing this video chat.
Yeah. I can do the rest if you want. Then
no, it's fine.
Would you like me to look through the words?
Number 16 is pray.
Like, yeah, that one I can see.
Like prey on your victims.
Or no, pray is an actual prey. Which prey? As
ay.
Okay.
Oh, like praying
so
to God.
Pray.
So we're praying to the devil.
Or God.
To the devil.
There's some.
If it's metal, it's devil, bro. Come on now.
That's
Satan.
That's Ghost. He is.
He is.
The best religious song ever.
It's definitely like the best hymnal song ever. let's see. Gods is number 15.
Yeah. That's pretty obvious.
Kind of makes sense. You're saying pray a lot. You know,
yeah.
Gods has
to have
right
to have
Kim
gods.
Said November rain.
Wrong rain.
I know.
14 is dreams.
Okay.
13 is goodbye.
Well, hold on. Don't go so quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going too fast.
Dreams. Who can name a song with dreams? How about Dream Warriors?
Like from the Freddy Krueger movie?
Part 3.
Best
Dawkins song ever. Rockin' Dawkins.
Most recently, I've been listening to Aklis has the Dreaming Eye was the name of their album. And I think there's a track of that same
Cthulhu
name.
Awakens! No?
No.
Does he say dream in that
is
song?
Is Cthulhu going to be...
Dreaming no more!
Oh, okay.
Is Cthulhu going to be one of them?
Yeah!
Yeah!
This is not Metallica.
Sorry, we'd like to pick at Metallica for our new listeners. Let's see. Number 13 is Goodbye.
Goodbye to Romance. Only one
that's the first
of.
One I thought of.
I mean, Goodbye is a pretty common used lyric.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of these aren't very fun.
I'm just thinking we're not very good at this. I don't think you know enough lyrics.
Apparently. That's what makes good metal. You're supposed to know the lyrics.
Oh, you just kind of guess what they're saying.
You have to read them. You know,
you have to read the book. That's why you have to buy the album and
that's
be
right.
a purist like you are.
Yep, exactly right. That's why I fucking do it.
There's heavy metal is a truly multimedia experience.
It is. It's a tactile, hands-on experience.
You have to buy the vinyl record and the CD to fully understand.
Now you're getting it.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes.
What was I on? I was on Goodbye?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we're
Goodbye.
On Sword.
Sword.
Yeah.
A lot of songs with swords.
Die by the Sword?
Yeah.
The Sword?
I don't think they ever use sword in any of their lyrics.
Well, they're missing out then.
I'm actually a fan of the sword.
I know,
so.
I am too.
Next is Soul.
Soul.
Give me your soul.
What number is that?
That is number 10.
Hey, we're cracking the 10.
That's got to be a lot of them. Soul or souls.
Yeah.
Tearing my soul apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're tearing me
apart, Lisa. There's a lot of soul tearing in heavy metal music.
Dream Theater.
What'd she say in the movie, in the room? Didn't he say Lisa, right?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah. number 9 is Ashes.
Ashes.
All right, Ashes, I guess I could see that one.
Ashes to ashes. Dust
number
to dust.
8 is Demons.
Oh, come on.
I don't see that one at all. What's up with that one?
Everybody's used that word at one point in time. Even non-metal bands use that word.
Like who?
Anybody.
The Offspring.
Okay.
For one.
Even like pop people use Demons.
Like Britney Spears?
Or Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
I don't know. That was the first thing I could think of. Don't ask.
That's the most popular pop band you could think of?
Right now, yeah.
This next one
I don't listen to a lot of
Metallica
pop.
Metallica word. Gonna.
Gonna.
Gonna yeah.
I don't think that one should be on the list.
Gonna
it's
yeah.
It's not a real word. So.
No.
But it's here.
Is the on the list?
No. Although that would be appropriate too. Number 6 is Beast.
Beast, okay.
Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beast, that's right. Best Beast ever.
From X-Men?
Yes. The best Beast.
Who is
Kelsey Grammer.
Beast?
Kelsey Grammer.
The best Beast is Beastman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Beast from X-Men.
What about Kelsey Grammer?
No, Beastman's better. Trust me. I don't have Beast tattooed on my body.
You're stuck with that answer
Dude,
right now.
You still have another leg.
I do, but I'm not just going to put Beast all over.
Get Beast. What you should do, you should get the X-Men Beast on the other calf, so when you put your legs together, it's like the Beast are fighting.
And then you know those big like letters people put on the back of their trucks beast that mode. Have their like last name? I'll get Beast like that across my chest.
Put Beast mode.
Yes.
That's what you do.
I have a bleak future. Number four is Eternity.
Yeah, I can see here then.
Number three is Veins.
Do you know a song that would use the Eternity right off the top of your head? Eternity in Heaven.
There's a Dream Theater song.
Dream Theater.
From Here to Eternity, Iron Maiden.
Of course, Iron Maiden.
I know which one you're talking about, the Dream Theater song.
Yeah. I can't think of the whole name of the song.
Kim though. Said, "By the Sword in My Hand" from Tear. That's a good one.
Hey, they actually used the word sword.
They did. If you never heard Tear, they're awesome.
Yeah, they cry a lot. Fun. Yeah, right here.
Is it Tear or is it Tear?
It's Tear.
T-Y-R.
T-Y-R.
They're the only band from
Tear or is it Tire?
They're like the only band.
Sounds like Tire to me.
Tire. They're the only band that made it from the Faroe Islands.
They're the Faroe entire Islands? Population of the Faroe Islands.
I was like, how many people are there?
They're the entire metal population. The four guys in that band.
All right, we're down to the final three.
Dun, dun, dun.
Number three is Veins.
Really?
Like, cutting up your veins?
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of like emo metal songs.
I guess
and you don't really know exactly what they included in here, so there could be a lot of like, you know, suicide songs and stuff in the pool. Number two is Cries, which just reinforces my theory.
from the tears.
And number one.
Wait, hold on.
Most metal word in the world. Burn. And that I actually believe. A lot of
burn, baby, burn. Stuff.
You're going to burn in hell.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. It's a badass song.
It is.
Does not get enough credit.
No.
It's better than We're Not Gonna Take It. Oh, see? Gonna.
Ah, there you go.
We're not gonna take it. God. We can only think of one song.
I'm sure there's a lot of Metallica songs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gonna, yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's the top 20 list.
Yeah.
So Katie, for sure. What were your thoughts of the top 20 list, guys?
I'm curious to know about the methodology of the survey. I want to know.
How many people were...
I want to know.
Well, they didn't poll people.
I know. We should do a metal poll now.
I want to know the span of the years that they used. Like, what decades did they use to... catalog these songs.
1981 and 1985, it sounds like.
No, it sounds like 2000 to 2005 is what it sounds like to me.
He said he was just as surprised as everybody else that Obsidian, Pain, and Death weren't on the list. So
yeah, I'm surprised Death was not number one.
Yeah, no doubt. So where was this website from?
Digitalnewsculture.com.
Okay. It's fake news.
It's fake.
Fake news. It's alternative metal facts.
Alternative fake news.
Alt metal facts.
I think we need to start our own another show called Alternative Metal Facts.
I agree.
It's only made up shit. It's only topics we have no idea about.
Yes.
Oh, so I'll be a perfect fit.
You'd be great at this show.
Great at it.
George is going to host it. So here's this band we're going to talk about now. So that'd be great.
Vagina Lips. I don't know.
What?
That's something you know.
That's the first.
That's the band's name.
That's the first thing that popped in your mind was Vagina Lips.
It's been a while. What do you want me to say?
The show is definitely not safe for work.
Has it ever been?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
No, ever.
It's a good thing we're live streaming at 10 p.m.
That's right. Any other topics you want to talk about that are metal? Would anybody been listening to any metal recently while we're still
listening
talking about
to
it?
The new Sowin?
It's really good. Isn't
it is
it?
Pretty good. It's Sowin is like what would happen if you made Opeth be Tool.
That's what I always describe it as. I'm like, it's Tool, but mixed with Opeth because it's the old drummer from Opeth. Lopez, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You might even like it, George.
I bet you probably would.
Right. Maybe next week we'll make that George Hates Metal.
But I've been enjoying that. I listened to the new Creator this morning.
I listened to a little bit today, too.
I'm not a huge Creator fan. Mm-hmm. This is better than I was expecting it to be. Yes. I enjoyed it more. The leads in the guitar solos are a lot of fun.
Can I admit something?
What?
It's the first ever album I listened to in entirety from Creator.
Really?
Yeah, ever.
Hmm.
And I have like 20 Creator CDs somehow. Somehow one of the record labels sent them to me a long time ago.
George and I checked out the so far released tracks from the new Mastodon album.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. The two songs that they have out.
The third one came out today.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Did it? I haven't heard it yet.
I actually, like, I'm not a Mastodon fan, really.
Oh, really?
I like certain songs, but in general,
I like Mastodon.
I find them very repetitive and
I like their latest album that came out before this.
As
new
far
one's
as the
out.
Kind of stuff that they play, I don't think Mastodon is the strongest exemplar of their style.
I think Ancients is a better Mastodon.
I still need to listen
I think
to
another
that.
Band is a better version of what that band is.
I agree on that, Justin.
It's true. But I'm honestly really impressed with the three songs that have come out so far. I like them. So I will give this album a shot.
You know what I've been listening to a lot? Like,
Devin
probably
Townsend.
Like three or four times. We'll cite that. The new
Monkeys.
Mors Principium Est.
It's already out? Oh, you have it. You need to give it to me.
I need to. It's good. It really is really, really good.
Aren't they in some shit right now?
Why? I haven't heard this.
Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong band, but there was some domestic abuse controversy surrounding.
He pooped on somebody.
Alternative facts.
Basically, one of the band members has a history of domestic abuse.
I heard
and
about this.
The band was kind of shuffling it under the rug until.
I don't think it was this band, was it?
I don't remember. I thought maybe it was, but maybe it's not. No, it's not them. It's
Nay Abla Fithikaris.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the one.
That's what I was
say
thinking.
That three times
don't
fast.
Don't slander Mors Principium Est.
Yeah, well, I apologize to them then. That
yes.
Not who I'm in. Wrong band.
Nay Abla Fithikaris. I read this article.
Yeah, there was, I guess the band wasn't...
I don't know who they're talking
wasn't
about.
Wasn't necessarily complicit, but... the band wasn't necessarily complicit, but they were aware that this guy was a dick and chose to ignore it. Until it became public knowledge. Mm. And then they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to split with that guy. And it's like, you assholes totally knew this whole time. That's kind of, that's in a nutshell what the controversy is, as far as I understand.
He was a bass player, too, right?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah. He was good. That's probably why they left him in the band.
But basically, I guess people are calling him out for not owning up to it. When they knew it in the first place.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, in general, it's frowned upon to be associated with anybody who's involved in any kind of domestic violence thing.
Yeah.
NFL did it best.
You find out about that stuff in the comic book industry from time to time, and people get kicked off of books, and their whole career just goes in the toilet, and it's like Rocker Upchurch is a really good example of a guy who used to draw for Rat Queens. Like, his career's over.
Really?
Because he hit his wife, yeah.
What's his name?
Rock Upchurch.
Oh, wow. One of the guys from
his name is Rock
Queens is coming to Comic Palooza.
Curtis Weeb, the writer.
Curtis Weeb, yeah.
But he's
writer, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he distanced himself from the artist as soon as he found out about it, which is
nice.
Probably smart, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a new metal, if you have Spotify, go to Release Radar. It'll pick out new songs from new bands and things like that.
That's only the stuff it judges on what you follow.
Well, if you're a metalhead, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's following all the stuff that you followed
already.
But
there also is a new release playlist, too, for metal.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I listen to a lot of shit.
I go to that sometimes. Yeah. I go to the metal playlists on there.
My first three on mine are Mastodon, Havoc, and Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode came out with a new song?
I haven't listened to Depeche Mode in a long time.
The new song is pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good.
I'll have to check that out, too. I like Depeche Mode.
And there's a new Nickelback song on there. Not good.
Have they ever been good?
It's heavier. It surprised me. I'm like listening to it at one point, and I'm like,
wait, you're admitting to listening to Nickelback?
I listened to the song that was on here.
There has to be some kind of audio crime for that.
Well, actually, I was in the middle of working out, and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, this sort of...
Look at him backpedal.
No. Not backpedaling.
We call that catfishing.
I will admit, the beginning of it sounded something like what Devin Townsend would have done.
Uh-oh.
And then the guy started singing and fucked it all up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's it.
Ending the conversation.
New Overkill coming out too. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's like their 19th album, something like that.
Something crazy.
You know who did come out with an album? Galactic Empire. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Well, I think
I've never heard of this.
I think it's time for George Hates Metal, and we're going to listen to some Galactic Empire.
There's a phrase for a term that was just announced for what happened to you. accidental Nickelback.
Oh, accident. I like that. That's scary. All right, but. I have to start this. Nickelback, piece of fucking shit. All right, moving on.
Now he has to cement it that he hates it over and over again, so no
that
one will think.
Accidental Nickelback's going to live with him forever.
He thinks thou dost protest too much.
No. So today's John Williams' birthday, and to celebrate...
How old is he? Like 85, I think, right?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think that...
85?
Yeah, I think so.
Our audience is defending Nickelback. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, come on.
Y'all came to the wrong place. I don't know.
This is another doesn't like him.
This is the Nickelback hate podcast.
That's the entire world, actually.
You want to hear a quick story? When Nickel Crap first came out, I was still dealing with the magazine. This is like, you know, I guess when the first album came out, 99, 2000 or whatever it was. The Roadrunner Records sent me their promo and basically said if I didn't do a review on it, they would not let me do interviews with other artists on the label.
Did you do the interview or a review on it?
I didn't. And I still got to do interviews, so I listened to it. I'm like, yeah.
Way to stick it to the man, even though we all secretly knew you kept that album and played it over and over again.
That's the one I burned.
I went to a comic book signing one time, and I met a guy who also worked for Roadrunner that you were friends with. And I can't remember his name, but I only met him that one time. And he used to do the same thing. He used to be part of like Roadrunner's street team, and he would hand out CDs to like people. But
I was part of that street team stuff too.
Oh yeah,
in high school.
They gave him like a whole crate of Nickelback, and he's just like, "Nope, I'm not doing this to people."
I just gave it away to everybody.
He threw it in a dumpster behind a McDonald's.
I would have like poured lighter fluid on and just burned that, and just had a good bonfire.
That's all it's good for.
Pretty much, landfill.
Yay, Nickelback's never going to recover from this roasting that we're getting.
Oh, yes. We're so sticking it.
There are millions and millions of fans. That's right. There are millions and millions of fans.
I still want to know someone who actually listens to Nickelback, like thinks that it's good. Like, do you really think so? And why?
We have Catherine likes him.
What?
Catherine likes him.
No, she doesn't.
Is she
did right she here? Just say that?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to have a talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
Pop Mojo as well came to their defense.
Oh, Bill, come on, dude.
Really? Name a song of theirs that you like a lot that you can't mention Photograph or Leader of Men.
Said, Woke Up This Morning is the best song. I don't know. I have no idea what that is. But
that sounds like a country song.
Okay.
That's lame. True. Anyway.
All right, moving on to our George Hates Metal segment.
Yep.
Let's talk about Galactic Empire to celebrate Empire. John Williams' birthday and because Star Wars.
Because it's Star Wars, yeah, it's Star Wars. Metal, geek, it's what we do.
That's right. This is the perfect band for what we do, actually, I think. It's a lot of fun. I've been listening to it a lot. It's good background music. It's because everybody knows all the Star Wars music, so it's just a metalized version.
Yeah, it's all it really is. So here's my review. I think it's okay. Other bands have done the exact same thing, I think just as good, if not better. They did a couple of songs that other people haven't done, which is that Episode 1, what the hell is the name of that song?
Duel of the Fates.
Duel of the Fates, thank you. And the Cantina cool. one was pretty really good.
Cool. Cantina one was fun, actually.
Yeah.
I think the only problem is it's super novelty is the problem. There's nothing original and nothing making me going back to listen to this stuff. I would rather listen to John Williams stuff than this stuff.
Well, yeah, today. I mean... I listen to that stuff too, but I mean, this is fun though.
It's fun, but I would never like look it up
and
or then, look
sometimes
for
it does get a little degenty, which is not okay.
And
with
it sounds
me.
Super repetitive after you hear the first 30 seconds of it. You don't need to hear it anymore. That's why I was telling you to keep skipping to the next track.
What about the vocals though?
Yep, super great.
You like the vocals?
Sure do. Sarcasm.
Yes.
Since that doesn't work on podcasts.
What'd you think, Dave?
It was okay. Duel of the Fates was actually kind of fun to listen to. This probably isn't something that I would seek out and go listen to.
Hey, it's something me and Dave agree on. That's weird.
I got to stop you real quick. Bill said Def Leppard too. That's just wrong. No Def Leppard ever.
Okay.
What has nine arms and sucks?
A Hydra.
Def Leppard. All right, going back to you, Dave. Sorry. I had to get that out.
No, I agree. I don't... So there's a whole bunch of rock and metal bands out there that do like video game music covers that make it something interesting, that do something different enough with it. I don't feel like
this. Same thing, I feel.
Yeah, we're kind of on the same page on this one. I don't know that this is. I mean, they're pretty faithful adaptations, which is fine. The music is great,
but it doesn't add anything.
Power Glove, you know.
Power
Glove did it better, in my opinion.
But it's not bad. It's fine, but I probably wouldn't find myself going.
They have a video on YouTube. They all dress as Imperials. So like
I've seen that before.
Yeah. One of the guys is Darth Vader. There's like an Imperial Red Guard, and
they're all playing.
It's definitely novelty, but like there's definitely a demand for some of that to exist, and I think that it's fine.
I'm more likely to listen to this than the Ned Flanders Band.
Yeah, that the Oakley Doakley.
I haven't listened to any of their music, but I want to just because of the name of the band.
I saw the video. The video.
What's the name of the Arnold band that you like?
Oh, Australian Death Machine.
Australian Death Machine. Yeah.
I actually like that band a lot.
Yeah. Well, they're never going to do anything else.
I know, because they broke up a long time ago.
Well, the main guy is in prison.
For what?
Hiring somebody to murder his wife.
Wow.
Yeah, what's the name of his other band, his main band?
As I Lay Dying.
As I Lay Dying. There was a meme that I saw. It was like, it was a picture of just like a hallway in a prison, and it said, As I Lay Dying, Mosh Pit. I thought that was fucking funny.
All right. But I like the first and second Austrian death metal.
It's very kitschy and very
Metalachi.
Yeah, Metalachi,
the mariachi metal band.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
I think Galactic Cowboys. Wow, Galactic Empire would be fun at like a geek convention or something. You know, seeing
I wouldn't
live.
Go see it.
You wouldn't watch them?
Nope.
I'd go watch them.
I would
probably see them in that context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd listen to it in the background and not pay attention.
It wouldn't compel me to buy a ticket to the event,
right,
but if I was already at the event, I would go.
I mean, it would have to be a pretty crazy show, like lasers, explosions, pyrotechnics,
an
lightsabers.
Entire Death Star that they will
I was
then
about
explode.
To say a Death Star is going to come down and destroy the whole
like,
building.
Yeah, if none of that stuff's there, I wouldn't care. It's very lackluster, Carrie. Congratulations.
I didn't make it.
You picked it up.
I picked it because it's John Williams' birthday and it's Star Wars.
You could have done better.
All right, fuck you.
You don't like anything, George.
George hates Star Wars now.
That's so not true.
George hates things.
We're going to start a new podcast. We have all these new podcast ideas. We're going to have a new podcast called George Hates Everything. And the purpose of the show is to try to find something that he does like.
Actually, we'll just do the podcast called Alternative Metal Facts.
Yeah.
One of the segments will be George Hates Everything.
That's not true, because anyone who knows me, I love Star Wars. So, and Indiana Jones.
And Goonies.
We got to be very careful. That's it, yeah. And the turtles.
That's not true.
The turtles, right?
Ninja Turtles, Roger Rabbit, pretty much almost anything Disney.
Anything you can count on these 10 fingers.
We got to be very careful of calling alternative metal, because that's...
Like alt rock?
Alt rock
we
metal.
We only talk about Blackfield Brides and Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, God. You want to hear me talk some shit now? Let's do it.
We already did that. We talked about Nickelback.
It's true.
So that does it for this segment for Galactic Empire.
Final.
It's okay. It's kind of a meh.
I think it's fun.
It's
novelty.
A meh on the board.
It's fun.
If it was in my playlist, I'd let it play all the way through. I mean, if it was on a shuffle or something, it came up.
Exactly.
But I probably wouldn't seek it out very often.
I'm not going to go buy the album or anything.
I'm a very avid skipper on my Spotify since I pay for it now. And
I want a soundbite of him just saying, I'm a very avid skipper.
We can
skipper of music. It's the pirate's life for me, guys.
It is.
Skipper.
Skipper George.
All right, everyone. So it's that time of the week where we tell everyone what's tickling your geek this week.
I got a couple things tickling my geek this week.
Yeah, please share.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Netflix just announced today, right before we were recording this, that there is going to be an animated Castlevania series.
Oh, it's animated. I didn't know it was going to be animated.
Did they really announce it, or did it was it kind of heavily implied and not so much like a, it wasn't so much like a press release from Netflix was my understanding.
Yeah,
it
was more not so much. There was
somebody
a,
did some detective work and figured out.
Well, one of the guys working on it,
yeah,
made a press release sort of like did a release on it. Hmm. I'm excited for it.
So what is the actual storyline for Castlevania? Because I've never played a single game.
I believe it's going to be a story. The series are going to take place with Simon Belmont, who was the first two games, I think. And he came back in some of the later games, too. But
that doesn't answer my question. What's the plot line?
You fight Dracula. That's it. You fight creepy, quarrely things, and it's difficult as hell. And
so there's no real plot. There's just...
Well, there's a lot of convoluted history and story and stuff like that.
The first game doesn't really have much of a plot other than you go to Dracula's castle and fight monsters. But, you know, they got...
Don't they already have an animated movie like that called Vampire Hunter D?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Vampire Hunter D is like Alucard fighting Dracula and other vampires. This is more like Dracula. You're like trying to take him out, and there's like a whole bunch of random monsters and stuff. It's... You're right. They're similar.
Not the first time Simon Belmont's been in a cartoon, though. Do you remember Captain N?
In the Game Master.
In the Game Master, that's
yes.
Right.
I remember that.
He was like the dorky, like...
God, he was terrible.
So you're super excited about Netflix possibly doing this Castlevania show.
They will be doing it. It's supposed to come out sometime this year.
Oh, so it's like a lock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, it's already done, animated, made...
Pretty much so far.
Do you know what kind of animation is going to be? Is it going to be computer animation, hand-drawn?
I don't know any more than that.
Is it going to look like the Voltron, the new Voltron series that they have, which is, I think is pretty good?
It's the Castlevania series typically follows members of the Belmont family as they hunt vampires. The game that Shankar mentioned he was the producer mentioned was originally published in 1989 and follows Trevor Belmont on his mission to trounce Dracula. So it's Trevor.
You know what they should have done? They should have used Adam's comic book instead for an animated series instead of Castlevania.
Apparently it's going to be based on Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse.
What's that comic book? Adam Ordorf's comic?
Blood and Dust?
Blood and Dust. They should have animated that instead of Castlevania.
Speaking of Netflix...
Castlevania's been around for 20 years.
Speaking of Netflix and animated series, I'm almost finished with Trollhunters.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show a lot.
It's a great show.
I watch it every morning when I work out on the elliptical. I watch like two episodes.
It's a pretty long season one.
Yeah, it's like 22 episodes.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do for season two? I mean, main voice actor is no longer with us.
Well, I'm sure they're going to have to replace him in some capacity.
I like Kelsey Grammer on that show, too.
You're just a Kelsey Grammer fan.
I never realized it till tonight.
Do you watch Frasier on your spare time?
Not much for a time. I used to like that show.
I watched the entirety of that show. I never really watched Cheers, but I watched all of Frasier.
You know, Kevin Smith has a podcast out there where they break down every episode of Frasier.
All right.
It's true. But here's my other thing that I'm excited for. Disney had like a conference call the other day with their shareholders. They announced two big things. Avatar Land. Opening May 27th, 2017, so this year.
Hey, we already knew that, though.
They never gave a date, but they said it was close.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be this year.
Yeah.
Because we saw the construction
very, very
over
close.
There, yeah.
There's going to be two attractions, like a sit-down restaurant and like some walkthrough stuff, and it looks...
So the ride won't be available this year?
No, the rides will be available.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's two rides, apparently. I don't know the exact names of them quite yet.
There's the Dragon Flyer ride, and then there's like the Riverboat ride.
Yeah, the Riverboat ride, and there's like a Dragon Flyer. They showed a very, very quick concept piece of that ride in motion. And basically, it's sort of like Soarin', where you all get into like these big mechanical, like five or six people. But it looks on this one, you actually sit down, which it looks like to be a dragon.
Oh, so you have like
goes up
saddle
in the air.
And stuff.
Yeah, saddle on it. Yeah, so... I don't know.
So hopefully it doesn't rock too much because people will fall off and stuff.
I'm sure they have you strapped on pretty well.
Like the Tron ride.
Like the Tron ride, yeah. Maybe. That's what I thought about when I saw it. And then they announced no opening exact date, but Star Wars Land will open in both coast 2019.
Oh, see, I thought it was just opening in California first.
No, they said both.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've been watching some videos on YouTube and stuff, and They're working along on it.
So that means episode 9 will be out when that theme park is opening.
Well, if it's Disney, they do their big openings right before summer. So the May 27th for Avatar makes sense. It's anything right before summertime is when they usually do their big unveiling.
This time they might do it early for Star Wars, though, depending how far along they are. Star Wars always comes out in Christmas. That's their shoot date.
But I heard one of them comes out earlier.
Oh.
I don't know.
I always heard that they were going to aim for Christmas every year.
Okay. Makes sense. I mean, it's a good time.
They haven't failed in that time frame
yet. Speaking of Star Wars, they actually went into production on the new Han Solo movie, Untitled. But the working title is called Red Cup.
Red Cup.
Red Solo Cup.
Yeah. But
no, I didn't make it up.
I know you're not lying because I saw the picture. Yeah.
Took me a while to get it. I'm like, Red Cup? Why is there Red Cup? I'm like, oh yeah, Solo Cup.
There you go.
Clever.
That's how you know the guys wrote it.
Is it though?
Who wrote it and directed it are like college frat guys.
Hell yeah. So what are you excited for? What's tickling your geek?
I am super excited for John Wick 2 coming out this week.
I do want to see that.
I'm a big fan of the first movie when that came out, so I'm excited to go see John Wick 2.
See a 52-year-old guy kicking some ass?
Hey, it's Keanu Reeves, man.
I know. He still got it.
Yeah, he's gotten better with age kind of deal.
Sure. And he's reuniting with his Matrix co-star.
Lawrence Fishburne's in the second one? I didn't know that.
There's like the scene in the trailer where he says, "Give that man a gun."
Yep.
Oh, I try to like not watch too many trailers because I want to be like the less I see for John Wick because I know I'm going to enjoy it. The less I see for it, I think I'm going to enjoy it.
And also, this weekend, Lego Batman comes out.
Yeah, I want to see that. I read a couple reviews where it's kind of meh.
Don't say that.
So I was excited, and I was going to talk about that.
I'm still excited for it,
but yeah, I hope it's good. But I mean, what are you going to do? And then Legion comes out today.
Legion starts right now.
Yeah.
About an hour ago.
I'm excited to watch that. I've just started reading the Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle animated series crossover comic book. I didn't know there was one. Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow. Okay.
So they took like the brand new Ninja Turtles cartoon and cross universes with the 1995 Batman animated series universe.
That is pretty awesome.
It's fucking awesome. Two issues in, and it's pretty great.
Is it a trade or?
No, it's a single issue right now.
Okay. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I'm kind of geeking out about right now.
Justin, what about you?
Well, I don't know if George has talked about this on this show yet or not, but Hello from the Magic Tavern, has that been mentioned?
Yeah, I think I mentioned it a couple of times.
Okay, well, I'm definitely geeking out about Hello from the Magic Tavern. If you don't know what that is, it's a podcast about a guy from Chicago who falls through a portal behind a Burger King and lands
Arnie
in a
Niekamp.
Magical land called Foon, and he befriends a changeling who's currently a badger
named Chunt
and an insane wizard. And,
I need to re-download Usador. It because I had the first 5 episodes on my phone and I had to take my phone to the Apple store and I got a new one today, so I have to re-download all this shit.
It's a great show.
I've listened to like 50 episodes in less than a month.
I'm 40 episodes in.
It is absolutely my favorite podcast since Tell 'Em Steve Dave. So
I haven't listened to anything else in my car besides
either.
That.
I haven't either. It's so good. So anybody out there, check out Hell from the Magic Tavern. It's freaking amazing. I'm also looking forward to Iron Fist. One of our questions.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's coming out.
Iron Fist trailer dropped. I feel like it looks a lot like Carr Andrews' version of Iron Fist and Iron Fish.
that's the parody show.
Yeah, I feel like it looks a lot like Carr Andrews' version.
It's where a Japanese fish kills everybody.
He's got like an iron fin. He's like making waves.
It's the Iron Fish.
It looks good. I mean,
it looks really good. I'm pretty excited for it.
I
didn't realize that guy was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he was the gay dude in Game of Thrones.
Mm. Renly's lover.
Yeah.
Can't think of the guy's
name. The Prince of Flowers.
Yeah. And then the last thing that I've been enjoying is PAX South was this past weekend.
We almost went to it.
Patrick Rothfuss was there, who's the writer of the Name of the Wind series that I like.
Mm-hmm.
He did a panel that was just one of the best panels I've ever seen anybody do. It was
I
so
still
funny,
haven't watched
it. So entertaining. And I told George to watch it, but he hasn't done it yet.
Because I'm lazy.
And then a few days later, he did a Twitch live stream, and I watched that as well. I'm fascinated with the man. He's absolutely brilliant.
The comic writer? Or?
No, he's a novelist.
A novelist, yeah.
But okay. He's also pitched a lot of that, video games. And he's like the guy that comes in and fixes your story when it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Aside from also being a very talented writer on his own.
The fixer.
But his book's becoming a movie.
And a TV series.
Yeah. That's right. That's the book you were talking about.
The guy who did Hamilton, he's writing the music and
oh, really?
Part of the I guess, score.
So it's
going to
be a rap story based on an old dead president?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just that guy who's apparently a fairly talented.
He did the music in Moana, which was really fun.
Yeah. So he's a talented musician.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Name of the Wind TV series and movie. I'm excited to watch Patrick Rothfuss talk more because he's absolutely brilliant. And George needs to watch both of those things.
It's on my list to watch.
And yeah, that's what's been tickling my geek.
Very Dave? Cool.
What about you, Dave?
I guess a couple little things. The Stranger Things Season 2 teaser.
Oh, yeah.
That came out.
That looked cool.
Yes. Very excited about that.
I recently
that.
Rewatched Stranger Things.
I did too. I watched it again for the second time all the way through recently.
I saw some of the Funko Pops today in the store.
Cool.
Like the Demo Gorgon.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of that one. It looks pretty cool. So yeah, Season 2, looking forward to that. Don't know.
What's that big thing in the sky, though?
That's the question.
Well, they talk about it kind of, sort of, at the end of Season 1. It's the Hydra thing.
Well, and it's like, I really liked the tagline that they used in the teaser trailer, and I wonder how long they've been sitting on it, waiting to use it.
What was the tagline?
It said, "The world is turned upside down."
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I like them, their trick-or-treating as Ghostbusters.
That's
as well.
Awesome. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That was their first teaser image that came out.
I saw that.
A24, same studio that did The Witch and Green Room, and they're kind of impressing me right now. They have
they've been doing a lot of indie, a lot of good
really
indie
cool
stuff for a long
indie
time.
Shit. They had a trailer that I just watched like earlier today for a movie called I think it's called It Comes at Night. Pretty interested. I
have no idea what the movie's about. I can't really tell.
Like, it's got kind of a post-apocalyptic feel to it.
But not. Yeah.
It's weird. I'm not...
They're also doing another movie as well called Free Fire, which I'm super excited about. And
what's that one about?
It looks like a gun deal gone bad, and a whole bunch of people started to shoot, like, ready to kill each other.
Okay.
That's the whole premise, and it looks
cool.
That
sounds kind of fun, actually. So
has Army Hammer in it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so if you're not an Army Hammer fan, you might not like it.
So, yeah, there's that. I'm also... It's not official on paper yet, but I've more or less been approved. If all things continue to go as planned, I'll be selling my artwork at Sherwood Forest Fair this season as well.
Cool.
So, when does that start?
In March, the beginning of March.
Will you be going there every weekend, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I'll be there every weekend in March and April.
Wow.
Which I'll be there anyway, because
your wife is...
My wife has been approved as an artist there, and so we'll be there. And I've gotten more or less verbal approval. It's just, it's not everything on paper yet, but I should be selling artwork there.
That's awesome, man.
Congrats.
Her.
That's like, super cool.
That makes me jealous.
That's in Austin, right?
Close to it, yeah.
Outside of Austin. It's like off 290?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because last time I went to Austin, I was driving back that way, and I'm like, oh, there's Sherwood Forest. I never knew where it was.
Yep. I'm going to have to check that out this year, maybe. When is that?
It's all of March and April, weekends in March.
Let's go up there one weekend.
Yeah, why not?
It'd be fun.
Sure.
Go it's very Austin different. It's very... It's
smaller,
it's
right?
It's got a very... Yeah, it's smaller, and it has a very different vibe than TRF.
Can you get us in for free?
Probably not.
Damn it. I tried, people. I tried.
George.
Unless you want to come work for peanuts for us, even then, probably not.
I don't like peanuts very much.
All right, on that note, don't go around George because he wants to tickle your geek too much.
That's tickling my geek because it's consuming all of my time right now.
No, that's cool.
Getting ready to do that. So.
And then you have, what's your next big show coming up after that?
Probably Comic Palooza. So we're hitting the Ren festivals pretty hard this year, between Sherwood and TRF at the end of the year. That's 17 of our weekends this year already booked up. We're probably not going to be doing a whole lot of conventions this year. We're going to do Comic Palooza, and we're going to do Classic Game Fest in Austin. And right now, that's it.
For sure.
For sure. I'm not sure if we're going to add to it or not. We might. I'm actually probably more interested in finding some smaller art shows to do.
Like pop-up shows kind of deal?
Yeah, or else, yeah. Some,
there's a lot of those popping up around here. Like, Christine Nix is really involved in a lot of those.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in maybe looking into some of that, or maybe even doing some horror conventions. There's not a whole lot of horror conventions.
There's a big one in New Orleans every year.
There's a big one in Dallas that I'd really like to do.
Texas Frightmare.
Texas Frightmare. Crazy expensive. And they're really expensive.
Like $2,000.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you try to get on the Phil Anselmo thing in New Orleans?
It's not a bad idea.
What's the name of that show?
It's like the Housecore Horror. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
it's like a whole weekend like of like heavy movies metal and heavy horror. Metal and
yeah. That sounds cool.
Yeah,
I want to go to that.
I would love to go to that.
Yeah, look into it.
That'd be fun.
Word.
All right. So we got some questions after this next break, and we're gonna wrap it up. And that brings us to the end of the Metal Geeks podcast. But before we go, we have a couple questions from the audience that we need to answer.
That we were live streaming to.
We are live streaming to it. I know a couple of these people, too.
No way.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
So Catherine asked, if you could take over as a frontman of any metal band, what would it be?
Wow.
It's a good question.
That is a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer for it.
You got to answer. You have to have an answer.
Okay. I have no idea. A metal band that I would frontman for. Anthrax.
Any band you don't like that you think your vocals can improve?
Yeah, Anthrax. I'll improve Anthrax is what I would be.
Look at Carrie's face.
Or Megadeth.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Well, that would be an improvement. Any of us can improve.
Anybody can improve Megadeth, yeah.
What about Metallica?
You have to also be able to play guitar as well as Dave Mustaine if you're taking over that role.
Yeah. Sure, I can have...
Dave Mustaine can play the guitar really
fucking
well.
Dave Mustaine could be on the side wing of the actual show playing. I can just pretend.
George is
going to
throat punch him so he can't sing anymore. And be like, I'm your replacement, bitch.
But if you throat punch him, it might improve his vocals.
It might.
We don't know. What about you? Who would you...
That's a hard question. I think I can do just about any kind of metal screams, but like I don't think I have the stamina like vocally.
Let's hear a scream. Sounded more like a bobcat or something.
It's a bit weird.
What do you want me to say?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I could work for just about any like black metal band, I think. I don't know, it'd be kind of fun to like take over Metallica and like make
just parody James Hetfield.
Be like,
I don't know, James Hetfield's a pretty good singer, I think.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that what you desire. Yeah!
Just become the black metal edition of Metallica.
I'm sure there's got to be one of those somewhere. There's got to be a black metal Metallica somewhere.
If I was the front man of Metallica, I would just get rid of Lars, is what I would do.
You and just about everybody.
Lars drum syndrome. You can prevent it.
I don't know if I can improve on Danny Filth, Kim. That's he has some stamina. I don't know how he does that with his voice for so
long.
He's
like 5'2".
Yeah.
Too short.
What about you, Carrie?
Me? Oh, God. All the bands that I like them because of the front man.
So you got to pick a band like Nickelback that you hate. You feel like you can improve. But I know you don't want to be associated. You pick Nickelback and then you change the band name and you kick that Chad guy out.
You'll be Bat Nichols is what you'd be.
Fat Nichols?
Bat Nichols.
Bat Nichols.
Yeah.
I know. This is a very good fucking question. I don't know an answer.
You stumped Carrie.
You stumped
He's speechless.
Me. I can't say my favorite band because then it wouldn't be my favorite band. You know what I mean?
Galactic Empire.
Galactic Empire, yeah, I would front them. There you go.
Bum, 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 bum.
What I would do? I would dress up like Boba Fett.
You dress up like R2-D2 and just make beeps and boops the whole time?
I'd be Boba Fett. I wouldn't have to say much, so. I'd be more like Boba Fett.
What about you, Dave?
I don't think that I would want to take over a frontman position for any
don't
band
be shy
that
come on
no just... I would want to kind of the same thing that Carrie's saying, like if this is a situation of like could I steal someone's talent and like be them in like that level of skill and ability,
Space Jam it basically, what I'm saying here.
Somebody like Michael Akerfeldt, I would love to have that level of skill and songwriting ability would be great. But if it's more like me actually as a person, like going and filling in somewhere, I wouldn't want to take over a front man of a band that I enjoy, but it would be a hell of a lot of fun to be a nameless ghoul.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I would absolutely do that.
Cool.
I don't think I have like the real singing voice to like even do backup vocals for Ghost, but
yeah, I could be their nameless ghoul drummer. That'd be fun.
We got a response. Bare Nickels sounds gross.
Back Nickels.
back
Nickels.
That sounds even worse.
So we got a question from Kakita. Do you know her? Do you know them?
Yeah, there's a guy named Damone. He's a friend of mine.
Okay, Damone, very good. He had a good question though. Operation Mindcrime or Master of Puppets?
Well, remember George does not know Operation Mindcrime at all.
I don't even know who that is. Yeah,
it's Queensryche.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Yeah,
we did George Hates Metal for that album, and
I'm pretty sure I shat all over it.
You did. So we're going to skip over George for this one. What about you, Dave?
Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets. It's not close.
It's not close for me
it's
either.
It's really not close.
I don't know. Operation Mindcrime's a pretty fucking great album.
Is it? It's yeah. Queensryche, so it can't be that good.
It is pretty great.
It's Metallica, but I mean, it was Metallica when they were good.
Yeah. That's a definitely a hard question.
You got to pick a side, man.
I'm going to go Operation Mindcrime.
Lame.
Because Master Puppets is not my favorite Metallica album.
It's not my favorite Metallica album either, but
it's one of my favorites.
One of my top three.
Well, that's easy to do. Kill 'em All, Ride the Lightning, Master Puppets, you're done.
Actually, mine's Injustice for All.
I really like Injustice for All. All
right, so top four. Top five with Garage Inc. Garage Days, actually, the good one. So top five, there you go.
Just a hater. You actually like that last album.
That it's not close.
Sorry, Damone. Oh, wow. Wait, any other questions?
We had one more. What makes your inner geek cry?
What makes your inner geek cry?
Football.
You're not a fan of the foosball?
I don't understand the irrational passion people have for it.
I don't either. I've said to somebody in recent history, I'm very neutral on sports. Like, they're fine. I can go to a game and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like baseball pretty well.
Did you play baseball as a kid?
Nope.
No.
I hated baseball as a kid, actually. It's more of a recent development that I actually enjoy baseball at all. But I do not understand the attachment of ego to sports teams. I do not understand it at all.
A crazy amount of level.
Yeah. Unless it's Tom Brady, because fuck Tom Brady.
I saw him on Family Guy once. I have no... like. I care so little. I have nothing to say to what you just said. I don't care.
I just don't like who he is as a person.
So I don't know. Did any of you guys watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
From beginning to end, I didn't.
I watched the last 8 minutes of it because that's when the poker game ended.
Oh. There you go.
I didn't see any of it.
No.
I watched all of it.
I did too.
Why did you watch all of it?
Family's house.
What?
I was at my family's house and we were watching it.
Okay.
We went for a Super Bowl party, so. You sort of have to watch Super Bowl, and I was there to watch the commercials,
which were horrible.
There's not one good commercial.
The only good commercial was the Mr. Clean commercial, and that was aired like a week before the Super Bowl even came out.
The trailers they showed were good for upcoming stuff.
Pirates trailer looked kind of interesting.
I'm excited for Pirates.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence about it.
Really? Why?
The last one was so bad.
Yeah, I just pretend that one never happened.
It was like Terminator 3 bad.
Just pretend it never happened. This will be like the revamp of Pirates.
Speaking of Terminator, did you hear that James Cameron is getting the rights back to the series,
and
Tim Miller might actually direct it?
Yeah, I think it's a bad choice for Tim Miller, but sure. Yeah,
who would be a better choice?
James Cameron just needs to jump on board. Mm-hmm.
What about George Miller?
Sure, George Miller would actually be kind of cool to see his take on Terminator. It'd be super violent, though.
We were watching Mad Max.
Terminator needs a super violent installation at this point.
Mad Max Fury Road was on like HBO last week. I was watching it.
And I still need to see the Kim black and chrome edition.
I don't think Kim understood that movie at all.
What is there to understand? They go from point A to point B to back to point A.
So we have another response from Damone. He says, also, people who don't recognize Operation Mindcrime as the pinnacle of heavy metal are very young or they suck.
I agree.
I'm gonna probably gonna be in both categories for him on that one.
Carrie's probably older than you, Damone.
Yeah, probably. I mean, that was one of the very first experience. This might be an emotional attachment to that album because I remember my dad taking me to a music store. Actually, it was a grocery store. It was O'Shawn's. If anybody remembers O'Shawn on
Double
A, they used to have a full music department, and my dad bought me the full. It was like one of my very first CDs that I ever got. Maybe because I remember the first one I ever got was Show No Mercy from Slayer. This might have been like number two or three, and I remember being so into it because it had like. When it first came out, you could actually still do the... there was a contest. You can figure out who the killer was and all this kind of stuff. And I was pouring through the book and everything. It sticks out a lot to me. That might be an emotional attachment to it, but...
Not the fact that it's good.
No, it's a good album.
Is it?
Yes.
Doesn't sound very good.
It's a good album. So I'm sticking with my opinion.
Well, the only one of us that really answered the question was me. What does your inner geek not like, George?
Nickelback.
Yeah, Nickelback and unnecessary remakes.
Oh, that happens a lot.
Yeah, unnecessary remakes hurts my
shit geek. That should not be.
Shit that should not be. That's right. Okay, Dave?
Dave?
God, I don't know.
Bill, it wasn't a CD long box to answer your question. Yes, it was.
Nickelback sounds like disease.
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, good answer, man.
Can that be my answer?
Good on you for that.
I watched that show, actually.
That's God, a shitty show.
I hate that show.
I didn't say it was great, but we watch it.
It lands, they land a good joke every now and then,
between
but they're
now
few
and
far between, and there's so much cringeworthy stuff that happens in that show. It bugs me.
Does it have a laugh track?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything with a laugh track.
Over annoying laugh track, yeah.
Oh, another thing to add.
Laugh tracks are so
laugh much track.
Better. Yeah, laugh track sucks, and Bryan Singer's starting to hurt my inner geek a lot. Like, he should stop making stuff.
What did he do recently?
He's on to do the new X-Men series, and he's on producer and the writer and director of the first episode. And I hope someone stops him from creating a disaster.
Aw.
Well, he's a horrible writer and director.
I didn't say he wasn't.
Yeah. So there you go. There's my answer for that.
That caused silence.
George? I mean, Carrie? What's your least geeky thing? What's
people who hate Queensryche.
People that hate Queensryche.
I hate podcasts that have personal blogs that have shitty grammar.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah.
That grinds my gears. I don't know. I like your unnecessary remakes. That's a good one.
Uh-huh. But I said it, so you got to come up somewhere
else. I'm going to jump on yours.
Ooh.
That was an unnecessary remake of a...
It's an alternative fact.
It's an alternative fact is what it is.
Alternative metal fact.
All right. Didn't you have a question from Bill?
Yeah, we had a special question for Dave.
Yeah, Bill asked me if I'm a fan of Neil Gaiman because he has his Norse mythology book that just came out. I am not an avid Neil Gaiman follower or fan. I enjoy his work that I've read, but I wouldn't say I've read most of it.
He has avid fans, though.
Yeah, he does. And I'm not one of them. Nothing against him. It's just I've never gotten around to reading more than I have.
Are you prone to read this Norse mythology book?
I might. I don't know. I don't really know anything about it, but I'm certainly curious about it.
Read it while listening to Amon Amarth?
Maybe.
That's what I would probably fucking do. how else would you... Or Tyr. There's another good band to listen to while you're listening.
No, there's a lot of them.
Tire.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's about
so, I mean, I guess to answer Bill's question, I like Neil Gaiman, but I'm not a huge follower. It's just a matter of exposure. I just haven't read that much. So I've only read a couple of his books.
Yeah, me too. It's been a while. I wanted to read American Gods, but I just never got around to it.
That's going
to
be a TV show.
There's
soon,
still time.
So.
Yeah, I can watch the show.
Just watch the show.
I read Neverwhere, which I liked. A lot.
How are you going to hate it if you haven't read the book?
Good point.
That's George's like life motto.
That is not true. I don't hate very much.
Bullshit.
But the things. But the things that I do hate, I hate very passionately.
That is true.
Like the new Ghostbusters remake.
And Bryan Singer.
And Bryan Singer. Well, because he's horrible. He should just stop making movies for a while.
All right. I think it's time to wrap up the show.
Sorry, George. I love you, man.
On that note, we're going to make you do our sponsor.
Oh, okay. All right. Should I start now?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. TweakedAudio.com is our sponsor.
That's great.
And they are awesome to get new headphones from. So if you're in the market for some new headphones, or if you want to give someone an awesome gift, get them some TweakedAudioHeadphones.com. Type in the code MetalGeeks, get 33% off. And that will give you free shipping, a lifetime guarantee, and 33% off your order. What else do you need? Put it in your ear holes. TweakedAudio.com.
I'm gonna clap to that one. That was good.
That was a very good, yes. And we also have a great comment from your girlfriend. The things I do hate, I hate very passionately. That man has never said anything more true.
That's going on your tombstone, I think. I remember that quote, because that's it.
It makes sense.
It does. All right, so thanks to everybody that was on our live stream with us on Facebook. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks
for a lot
Justin
of fun.
For holding the camera the whole time.
My arms are kind of sore.
I bet they are.
It's your workout for the night.
You're going to have to work out now. You're good.
I still got
to
work
out. So you can find us. Let's talk about our social medias. You can find the Metal Geeks podcast all over the interwebs. You can follow us on Twitter at Metal Geeks. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. You can find our sister show, MSR Cast. We just put a new episode out last week where we finished up our 2016 rewind. Now we're done with that. Looking for toward the future now. If you want to give us your opinion or a comment or anything, our email is msrcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook.
On Facebook or Twitter or all those things.
Instagrams.
That's where
Bill does all that stuff.
That's right. The bad stuff.
All that stuff.
He's going to start making Nickelback memes.
I think he will. I'm going to have to delete his account then. Then you can find us on iTunes. Search for Metal Geeks Podcast or MSR Cast. It's the same feed. Subscribe there. Give us a review. Give us a 5-star review because you know you want to.
Because you love
gonna,
us.
You're gonna do it. And where can people find you guys?
You can find me at Red Viking Dave on Instagram and Twitter. It's mostly a lot of art posts from me recently.
Some badass stuff, man.
Thank
badass
you.
Badass art.
Yeah. You can also find Geekazoid stuff at I Love Geekazoid. There will be more stuff there eventually. It's a little bit on a back burner with all the new stuff that's going on right now, but we do have plans for some expansion there. Same thing with Haxon at Haxon Arts. There's not much there right now, but I've got a backlog of stuff ready to go for it. So
awesome.
Yeah, right now it's mostly just the artwork and getting ready for these Ren fairs. So
cool.
And you guys don't have anything to shill, do you? You done?
What? Me? Never.
Since when do we want to promote?
Right.
You can find everything that we're doing at Gray Bear Comics. That's G-R-A-Y, and that's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Issue 2 should be coming out shortly.
We have it together. We're waiting on like a couple of very tiny changes to be implemented, and then it'll be out within the next week or two.
That's right. And then we'll start hitting the con circuit very soon, coming up next month.
We'll be at Comic Palooza this year.
AggieCon, Staple. And we're trying to make it to C2E2. Yeah. It's not 100% lock-in, but we're trying to make it there.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be our big show of the year. If you want to check out our comic if you don't have it already, and why don't you is the question. You can find it on Comixology, or you can get it from our website. That's G-R-A-Y, graybearcomics.com.
That's right. And George and I have a brand new podcast in addition to this one called the Mind Fudge Comedy Podcast that we do with a very old friend of mine named Andy, who is a...
How old is he?
Wild card. Huh?
How old is he?
How old is Andy? He's
not that much older than me.
You said an old friend of yours.
Well, I've known him for 16 plus years, so very old to me.
So what was your topic this week? What did y'all talk about?
Well, we were actually recording tomorrow. And we're doing two shows.
The last episode you did.
The last episode we did hasn't come out yet. We did pizza. as one of the topics, and the other one was
conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh man,
yeah,
you should invite.
I need to get, yeah, you get Dave on that one. Theory stuff.
The sequel. Bring him on the sequel.
We'll bring
for that
Dave
one.
On at some. We'll bring anybody on, you know, as long as they can be funny. So we're open to guests. But
now we had you on. We did video games.
We had
with
Carry
you.
On yeah. episode 5,
and then That's we had right. Craig from Matinee Heroes.
Mm-hmm. And
we talked about heroes.
Price points. Yeah, we talked about heroes and villains.
Yeah.
And various other weird things. But it's basically like a theme show. We pick a theme every week, kind of dissect that and pick it apart a little bit. And then we have
And then we have fun with one another.
Where we kind of make fun of each other and make fun of things that we're talking about with weird puns and try to make everything fudge-related for funny.
Because we think we're funny. That's why. That's,
we do think we're funny.
That's all it really comes down to.
You don't start a show and actually put comedy podcast in the title unless you think you're funny. people seem to be liking it. We've been getting a lot of good reviews. Our downloads are pretty good so far. So check us out, mindfudgecomedy.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. If you want to follow me online, it's at ComicalJC on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, and if you like the Mind Fudge show, leave us a review, share it with your friends.
Same as the show. We're on Stitchers and the Google Plays as well, too. I always forget to mention that.
Yeah, leave both shows reviews. Reviews really help people find
them. They really
them.
Do.
So,
and our affiliates right now, we have ESOpodcast.com, and we have another one that's still not ready for announcement yet, but we'll have probably something by the next episode ready to go.
Cool.
So, thanks for tuning in to the Metal Geeks Podcast. I have been one of your hosts. I am Carrie the Metal Geek.
I'm George Tripsis.
Brutal Dave here. Hey, I'm still here. I'm still with you.
And Comical JC.
I got one last thing to say.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
And
but
balls.
Not with but not balls. With balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.